The tombstones from derelict Jewish cemeteries were used under communism to repair pedestrian zones at the base of Wenceslas Square, and they are now being returned to the Jewish community. I discussed the project with Petra Schwarzkowska, PR manager of the campaign.
So far, there have been 7 tons returned to the Jewish community. They were found in 2020, and they are from the lower part of the Wenceslas Square. They were found during the reconstruction of the square.
As far as I know, the reconstruction is still going on in the lower part of the square. Does it mean that you will likely receive more of these fragments in the future?
We are expecting that there might be some more cobblestones coming in the future, but we are not sure of that.
Have you identified the origin of these fragments?
There are some indications that these cobblestones might come from the northern part of Bohemia, but most of them, the origin is still unknown.
The Jewish community, as I said, plans to use some of the cobblestones to create a monument. Whose idea was it?
It was actually an idea of František Bánai, who is the head of the Jewish community, and the sculptor Jaroslav Rona, who is actually now working on the monument already.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the monument? What will it look like, and where is it going to be located?
It's going to be on the Jewish cemetery in Žižkov, near the TV tower. Actually, before, in the past, the cemetery there was much bigger, but then it was destroyed partly because of the construction of the tower. So the monument will be on the remnants of this Jewish cemetery that is still in Žižkov, in Kibichova ulice. And the monument will look like a lens made of the cobblestones. It's going to be a circular monument, and it's going to symbolize like the Holy Creator, like the eye or something like that.
When do you plan to unveil the monument?
The ceremony is going to take place on September 7th, 2022, so there are 3 months to go with the creation.
And finally, why has the Jewish community decided to finance the project through a crowdfunding campaign?
It's partly financed by private donors because the costs are much higher than what the target amount of the crowdfunding campaign is. But then Mr. Bánai, who organized the crowdfunding campaign mainly, he was thinking that maybe it symbolizes the fact that the citizens of Prague and people coming to Prague, we were unknowingly walking on these cobblestones. And it's a symbol of some lost dignity that will be regained maybe with the help of the people that were actually walking on the cobblestones together.
The cost of the monument, called Return of the Tombstones, is estimated at 750,000 crowns. The crowdfunding campaign, which was launched on Thursday, aims to collect 150,000 crowns. By Friday noon, people had already sent more than two-thirds of the total sum.